You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Direct from the mothership market of Charlotte, North Carolina. Ace, TJ, Riggins. This is the Ace and TJ in Theory podcast.
Yeah, I'm totally open to changing anything. She's like, I don't like that. Okay, I'll change my hair. I'll put it in, whatever.
I'm guessing this is the flip side. Teddy Rob, you have changed probably very little in your life for Meredith, right?
I've changed some things, but not much.
Like what?
Not as gross.
I'm a little more clean than I used to be. And
keyword a little bit.
So were you... were you Oscar from Sesame Street before you changed a little bit? Were you actually living in a trash can?
I mean, it was bad. It was real bad.
Oof. Are you showering more now?
Well, that's not because of her. Because she's not showering more because of me, I'll tell you that.
Ew. What?
Rob. I'm not trying to drag her, but...
Oh, well, that's exactly what you're doing right now. So let's just stop.
She sleep too much. Hold on. She sleep too much. She
wait, we're going into a weird place.
Oh, my God.
So you've told us, Rob, you shower every other day.
Not anymore. Since we started working up here, I shower every day.
Okay.
But that wasn't because... she didn't ask me to.
Right. Okay, so is she now not showering every day?
Well, she never has.
Okay,
no.
So is she an every other day shower? Yeah. Or also, okay,
yes,
okay.
Oh, not the damn Queen of England. I don't need that.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated. This is the Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
I had to do some grocery shopping over last week, and I went to the Walmart because you know. It's cheaper to get things at Walmart than it is anywhere else.
Now, aren't you?
I love Walmart. Yeah. I don't love that you got to park a mile away to get inside.
Yeah.
But you know what? You cannot beat the prices at Walmart and you can't beat the selection. So, you know, whatever you got to say, I don't care. I like it. I like it. And it's a lot cheaper. And right now it's important. So I went to Walmart, got all my groceries done, and I went to the very back, which is where they have the dairy and the beer. And I overhear two employees talking very loudly, splitting the aisle. So they're, one is on, you know, they're covering the width of the aisle. And I hear one of them say to the other one, it was, when are you working? I'm working next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. When are you working? Bah, 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 bah. Were you in here last week? No. Why? Because Kyle Busch was in here. Does he live around here?
Yeah.
He does? Okay. Well, then maybe I should not share this story because I overheard them talking about some relatives of this guy who's a NASCAR driver and using some very colorful language at a very high volume. So I just slowed down because
you wanted to hear the rest of the story.
I'm nosy.
Sure, of course.
So I wanted to hear what this guy that's working in the dairy section at Walmart knows about Kyle Busch and his family. So, yeah, he's proceeded to spill some tea about the family members. And I'm thinking, now, you got to take this story with a grain of salt because I think he's telling the story as a way to prove to the other guy, like, hey, look who I know. Like, I know the inside information. But, wow.
The tea.
It was not a flattering story. I will tell you that much about the, but I thought they were from the Midwest or something. They didn't live here.
They're from Vegas. Kyle Busch Motorsports is not far from here, right next to where we used to do the go-kart race thing every year for Ace and TJ's Green Kids. It's right within a mile of there.
Well, then this changes things because I thought they didn't even live here, so I'm not going to tell the exact story. And it's not even really important. It wasn't that great of a story, but the fact that they were telling it so loudly in front of customers was shocking. And it was just an unflattering story about somebody in his family. But He was very proud to share the story. And I thought, well, now you couldn't get this at any of the other grocery stores that I normally visit. Where shopping is a pleasure. You can't get this there. I got to go to Walmart. I got to go to the dairy section and hear about Kyle Busch's family.
This is the ACTJ in 30 podcast.
Today is National Brothers Day. So what did your brother do to you? Amanda said, I had a sleepover one night. I was probably around 12-ish. My brother came in while we were sleeping and put masking tape all over our faces. It takes a few seconds to figure out why your face feels tight and smoother. One of the things I'll never forget. Same brother also left me at Walmart when I was 14. He had just gotten his license and took me to the store. I had to use a payphone to call my mom to come get me. And I wonder if he got his license taken away from him for doing that.
That part seems a little bit much.
Mm-hmm.
The masking tape thing is funny, though. Can you imagine waking up trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with my face? That's funny.
And then this one, it says, this is not my story, but it falls in line with what we were talking about blaming a crime on you. A guy I worked with, his brother killed a lady and used his brother's car to move the body and left her person and other belongings in his brother's trash can, so it looked like he set him up. He also used his computer to talk to her through Craigslist. I'll never forget his face when he found out while he was at work and the FBI was at his house and why. He was at work. They come and say, the FBI is at your house because they think you killed the lady. Or
that's wild.
Yeah, understandably.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do you think he said, all right, well, just let me finish my shift and then I'll be on over.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's another one. I have a brother. He's 9 years older than I am. He's done several stints in prison, and his favorite—he's my favorite sibling—and I know without a doubt he would do nothing to hurt me. With that being said, he has tried to pull me into some of his illegal activities, mainly selling and/or transporting weed or coke.
That's all.
Yeah. Instead of being a responsible older brother, he wanted an accomplice.
Typically, in the movies, the older brother tells the younger sibling, I do not want you involved in this. Not, hey, I need an accomplice.
And this one is just unbelievably stupid. And this kid should have been, as they would say, whipped within an inch of his life. He said, my brother pointed a BB gun at me when we were young, told me it was time for me to die, and shot me between the eyes.
Oh!
It was fine. But he was never able to have the BB gun again. He swears he thought the gun was unloaded.
Oh, my goodness.
Time to die.
Time to die. Like, what?
It's incredible he didn't shoot that kid's eye out. Didn't shoot his little brother's eye out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first thing that they tell you when they give you a BB gun.
Wow.
Time to die.
Time to kill your brother.
Time to kill someone.
Yeah.
Time to die.
The Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. And they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. And ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ. expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom Weight, and he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom Mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my worry. This is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. No. Accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/ACETJ. That's Noom.com/ACETJ. Noom.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated.
Riggins has a game to play. He brings in these games all the time, and I don't usually like playing them. But today it is to mark a special occasion. That occasion being Ace's birthday.
Oh, great. Here we go. This is going to be a great game.
A birthday game. Yee. For Ace. Is it the one where we pass oranges to each other with our chins?
Ew, I'm not.
That's a fun
that.
Birthday game.
It's kind of like that in Chubby Bunny, where you put the marshmallows in your mouth and say, Chubby Bunny, Chubby Bunny. Yuck. I just came up with this game yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
Do you want to play it?
Sure.
So you've created a birthday game in honor of today being my birthday.
Yeah, how old are you today?
54.
50.
Sheesh.
I didn't think you were actually going to say it.
Sheesh.
So it's a bunch of questions, and we can all play along. Is Ace older or younger than Epcot at Disney World?
Older.
Older?
I say younger.
He's older!
Epcot?
Good Lord.
You're like, older than the world.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, you're older than the whole entire world.
Epcot didn't start until like 70, 72, something like that.
Goodness gracious.
You're old. Woo. Man.
Is Ace older or younger than Diet Coke?
He's older.
Older.
No, I'm positive. I'm older than Diet Coke.
Yeah, I think older too.
Yeah.
He's older than Diet Coke. Holy smokes. Is Ace older or younger than Elmo?
He's older.
Older? Older, yeah.
He's older than Elmo.
Okay, wait. Am I going to be younger than anything in this game?
Yeah.
Or are we just going to read off things I'm older than? Let's save some time.
That's a good. Also a good game. Is Ace older or younger than Stouffer's? You know,
younger.
Pizza? Younger.
Yeah, I'm younger than Stouffer's, right?
Older.
He's younger than really? Stouffer's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
The microwave pizza?
Mm-hmm. Is Ace older or younger than Reader's Digest?
Wait, hold on a minute.
Wait.
You think Ace is older or younger than the microwave oven?
I think he's older.
I don't know.
I think he's older, right?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Give me a minute. I know. I'm positive.
Did they have a fridge when you were
no
born?
No way.
Or ice chest?
Yeah, he's older than the modern microwave oven in people's houses and stuff.
Yikes.
I'm pretty sure.
It was introduced in 1967.
By a year.
Mm-hmm.
By 1 year.
But people couldn't really get them until the 70s. So.
That's right. Well, yeah, it says here, though, the microwave oven was patented in 1945. So I got I got plenty of room on that one.
Is Ace older or younger than Reader's Digest?
Younger.
Younger.
Much younger.
Yeah, younger.
I don't even know.
He's younger. He's younger.
You don't know what Reader's Digest is?
Yeah.
He's, yeah, you're more into Breeder's Digest, aren't you?
Ew.
Is Ace older or younger than the McChicken sandwich at McDonald's?
Older.
I'm older.
Older.
He's older than the McChicken sandwich. Is Ace older or younger than the Cabbage Patch doll?
Older.
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 Older. Than cabbage. Patch doll.
And patches.
The cabbage.
You are older than cabbage.
Patch doll.
Is Ace older or younger than the Post-it note?
Older.
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 He's older than the Post-it note. Yeah. Holy cow. Is Ace older or younger than the hot dog?
Younger.
Oh, much younger.
Yeah.
Younger. Mm-hmm. 1886. Is Ace older or younger than glue sticks?
He's older.
Younger.
Younger.
He's younger than glue sticks. But it's close.
What bothers me most about this game is he older or younger? Now the ones that are younger, Riggins is like, he's younger. Yeah, but ones that are older, it's like, he's older.
Yeah. Is Ace older or younger than the disposable camera?
He's older.
I'm older than the disposable camera, I think.
You're older than a disposable camera. Good Lord.
Yeah, well, those didn't even come around until the 80s, did they?
Yeah. No, I think, you're about
to
right.
To just throw away the whole camera?
Yeah.
Is Ace older or younger than the Nutri-Grain bar?
Older.
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 He is a Nutri-Grain bar.
He's older than the Nutri-Grain bar. And is Ace older or younger than the discovery of the Titanic wreckage?
Younger.
Younger.
He's older. He's way older. Oh,
I meant older because they just did that a few years ago. Yeah,
he's way older than the discovery of the Titanic.
When did they discover the Titanic?
Like the 80s or something. Not that long ago.
Yikes.
You're way older than that. What does that feel like?
1985. Yeah, I was a junior in high school when they discovered the Titanic.
Basically, goodness. Like he's older than the Titanic.
Basically, that's the way I read it.
Thank you.
You tricked on that one because you made us think the voyage of the Titanic.
Exactly, 1912. But it's close. All right, well, that was a fun game.
No, it's not close.
I love that game.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a great game. Thank you.
The Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
Somebody on the Ace and TJ show, one of the members of the show, is having a big summer. It's Alexis. And she is destined to have a big summer because a psychic told her she was going to have a big summer called Hot Girl Summer.
Right.
And, of course, we all were like, that's dumb. Psychics is dumb. Blah, blah, blah. How you going to have a hot girl summer? First of all, why are you calling yourself hot? That's not very, it's kind of off-putting to be bragging on yourself that way and all of that. Oh, wait, we didn't say that to her, did we?
Not all, no.
Oh.
Not to her.
Sorry.
I don't care. I am hot, so what?
But hot girl summer means that she's going to be out having fun. She's going to have guys that want to hang out with her and all that. And we scoffed head thrown back. Okay. You know, like that. But it's not even summer yet. And she's got five different men's trying to court her for courtship and things of that nature. Five.
Yep.
Wow.
And tell them what your plan is to do.
So I'm going to allow them to pursue me all summer, you know, and may the best man win. I'll pick at the end of the summer. We'll see who is the last man standing, and then that's where we're going to go.
So will all five of them know that they are in this competition?
No. Well, unless they ask me, I'm going to be honest.
Like, hey, how many other guys are you dating right now?
Well, I would just say if they ask me if I'm dating, I'm going to say, you know, yeah.
But she doesn't want to give too many specific details about the whole situation because, you know, it could get awkward.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'll just say that if you were to put them in a room together, it would probably look like a UN council meeting. Right. You know, we got all walks of life.
All walks, all flavors, baby.
So we're not going all
flavors.
To.
Kind of. No, we don't have all flavors.
They don't have all flavors.
No. No vanilla.
So we're not going
to. A half vanilla?
We're not going to.
We got a little vanilla in there.
Taste of vanilla.
We do.
So
you got a quarter teaspoon of vanilla extract.
So we're not going to label them. They'll just be like 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4, and 5.
I'm thinking I'm going to maybe think of some type of code word, but I'll figure that out.
I love it.
Because I don't
want
to give too much details away.
Mm-hmm. We can follow this.
Yeah.
Right.
So do you have anything going on this weekend with any of them?
Yes.
Okay.
This is going to be the first time I hang out with one of them.
Okay.
But I've known this person, so it's not like a stranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, how much are you going to take? How deeply into a courtship will you go with the five of them?
I don't think very deeply.
What, Riggins?
Riggins, why are you laughing? That's why I don't want to answer that. I was like, what?
No, it's a fair question. Okay. Well, yeah, how far are you going to proceed with each of these guys? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, okay, well, are you going to share yourself with all five of them? Is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Let's cut right
to
it.
No, that's not the plan.
Okay. Now, what if one of the five, you know, becomes a standout, so to speak, before the end of the summer? Will you then call off the rest of the courtships and focus on the one? Or are you going to see it all the way through the end of the summer and then make your decision?
We're going to see it all the way through summer.
No matter what.
Because who knows? There might be some more that come through, you know? We might be adding to the roster.
Now, what is it going to be like if throughout the course of this, all five of them decide they don't want to court you anymore? Like, they pick. That none of them wants to court you anymore.
Why would you even say that?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it could happen.
What if you went 0-5?
Yeah.
Like you got
you
to
guys didn't even think about that? No, you guys are the worst.
Why? It's a possibility.
Look at Ace is loving. He's like,
I'm not. I'm just saying,
I'm not rooting for that.
I would not love that because it would. I wouldn't because it would destroy you and then you would be.
It would destroy me?
Okay.
Yeah, so,
okay, it wouldn't.
So yeah,
in that case, I would love it.
It doesn't mean that it's going to bring bad luck to the situation. I was just asking because you know we'll have to pick up the pieces around here. If that,
right.
I mean, it's a devastating shot to the stomach.
Yeah, and contrary to popular belief, I root for you. I'm just saying that would be hurtful. I don't want to see that because I'm with TJ. Well, I don't want
to
deal with that.
I'm not going to get my emotions attached to them to the point where it's going to hurt me by the end of summer. I'm still going to have fun.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, but if I'm dealing with five, I have to be that way.
But if one's going to become the front runner, by the end of the summer, you're going to be attached to at least that one guy.
Yeah, but hot girl summer, you have to have the hot girl summer attitude to go along with it.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll keep up with it and let us know when there's an update because I don't want to keep coming back to it if there's no update.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it to be nothing when I didn't see any of them because we waste valuable broadcast time that way. So just let us know if we need to take an update of it or, you know, let us know if something made you cry, if one of them dropped off the list or ghosted you or something like that.
Right.
Then we'll do a countdown, like a 99 beers on the wall. Yeah.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated. This is the Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
What's the shocking number in your life? It can be anything, whether you eat something a lot, you do something. I sleep with 8 pillows, 1,200. That's the shocking number in TJ's life. That's the thread count of all of his sheets. Is it 1,200 about, maybe? 1,200 threads per square inch.
Mm-hmm. When I'm on vacation.
Sure, when you're slumming it.
TJ, I thought about you last night. The house, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was on. Amanda was watching it, and there's a woman on there that sends an advance team everywhere she goes. Even on anywhere, she has three people that go to event, and one of the things they do is check the sheets, and they bring her own sheets so that they're always, she always has a certain level of sheet for comfort.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scout it out.
Yeah, they scout it out and rearrange the furniture and hotel suites and all this kind of stuff.
Who is that?
I don't know her name.
That's pretty awesome.
She's got like $350 million or something.
Yeah, so yeah. Pennies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spare change. This guy wants to remain anonymous. He said 10 is my number. 10. I go through 10 cans of dip every week. Basically a can and a half a day. And no, my teeth and gums aren't rotted. My dentist barely can tell I dip.
Ew.
10 cans of dip a day.
It's still weird to me that people call it dip.
Dip.
Dip, yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to
calling it by what it is. Skull, Copenhagen, whatever. It, dip is the verb. When we were growing up in
Really?
Yeah, dip was the verb. You dipped Skull. You dipped Copenhagen.
Yeah, we always called it. Well, I mean, I never dipped, but.
I always attributed people calling it dip to being Yankees.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. And you, Ace, you think you never hear Southern, like rural Southerners growing up, call it dip.
Yeah, I always heard it. You got to dip Skull?
Yeah. Or in school, when we weren't supposed to have it, the code word was yo-yo. You got that yo-yo?
What were people dipping mostly?
Skull and Copenhagen. And then there was another one called Hawken.
Ew.
Hawken.
Yeah, that was
cheap.
No, it was just, it wasn't as finely ground. It was a bigger tobacco that you would put in your lip.
They got all kinds of stuff now. You can get Skull Bandits.
Yeah,
you could
get that when we were kids.
You could get those?
Yeah.
There's some shocking ones here. Ace, do you have a good one?
I just like this lady that said $6.36.
Yeah.
That's how much her breakfast costs every morning at McDonald's. So she's ordering the exact same thing every day. And I know that's the number in my life, 636.
I love it. It's reliable. You know what you like. Carrie said, I own over 500 glitters. I mean, you want to talk about a traumatic experience. If you don't like glitter, you walk into a room. Oh, here's 500 cans of glitter. Holy cow. I mean, there's a lot of
that. I would have nightmares about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what she meant. I saw that one by glitters, but I guess
that's 500 different
colors of glitter. Ooh, that's wild.
You get one speck. I mean, you go to her house.
What does she do to have 500 different glitters?
She makes tumblers. So, those, you know, fancy glitter tumblers.
It's like if you go in somebody's house and they had four or five, I think, man, they got a lot of glitter.
Yeah. I got to get out of here. I'm getting nervous.
It's crazy.
Patty said, I have at least 20 cake pans, and I'm not a baker. I don't work at a bakery. I just have them. 20.
What do you do with 20 cake
pans? How many cakes can you bake?
20.
I probably have. Maybe the
good point, Alexa.
The number that is a big number in my life is I may have about 10 different types of chips in my house.
You do have, I mean,
the snack selection.
The snack selection at TJ's house is superb.
Like, I know for a fact there are three different brands of plain tortilla chips right now in my pantry.
Opened?
No. But
you have them.
Yeah.
And who's what is that about?
I don't know.
That's, you don't.
Yeah, we don't eat. You know, sit around eating a ton of chips all the time or anything. It's just like
different brands
of just tortilla chips.
Yeah.
And we have
a brand loyalty.
You know, we have puffy and crunchy Cheetos. We have barbecue Lay's, wavy Lay's.
We had sandwiches for lunch when I went there with Jody, and she took out like six bags of chips. Like, what do you want?
And that's mainly why they're there, because you know my daughter doesn't eat it at all, and you know Jody and I try not to be snacking on that kind of stuff through the week, and it's mainly if we have company or something like that.
Yeah.
Subscribe now to Ace and TJ on Demand now on iTunes.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenix, Neogenix.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.